from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Stormy weather still causing problems in Oklahoma and North Texas. A music festival about 50 miles west of Tulsa had to be evacuated last night. And authorities in the region say they have been conducting numerous rescues from floodwaters. Thomas Hudson is with Rogers County Emergency Management in the town of Claremore, Oklahoma.
We had some pretty heavy downpour over the past 12 hours or so. Because of that, we've had some street flooding, water in some houses. Then we have had water across the streets in Claremore and also in our rural area.
Hudson confirms that a firefighter died early today while attempting a water rescue in Claremore. Warnings of potentially historic flooding have prompted evacuation orders in Elk City, Oklahoma, and Wichita Falls, Texas. More protests planned in Cleveland today following the acquittal this weekend of a white police officer involved in the shooting deaths of two black suspects in 2012. From member station WKSU, Kabir Bhatia reports.
Hundreds of protesters quickly hit the streets after a judge concluded that Officer Michael Brillo was justified in using lethal force. But the protests have remained peaceful, something that Michelle Russell is asking for. Her brother Timothy was one of the two victims of the police shooting.
I think that as a community, we have to come together and use wisdom and knowledge. We have to organize and try to figure out a way to stop this from happening ever again.
About 40 people were arrested Saturday night for not dispersing. More protests are scheduled throughout the city today, including one tonight outside of Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Cleveland Cavaliers and Atlanta Hawks. For NPR News, I'm Kabir Bhatia.
There are fears of flash flooding and earthquake-stricken Nepal today. People fleeing their villages northwest of Kathmandu after a river was blocked by a landslide. The slide was backed up so much water that it created a lake more than a mile long. Officials say the landslide was likely triggered by the recent quakes. A group of women led by Gloria Steinem crossed a heavily fortified border between North and South Korea this weekend. As NPR's Elise Hugh reports, it's part of a campaign calling for peace talks between two nations still technically at war.
The group, which calls itself Women Cross DMZ, is made up of international women from 15 countries and includes two Nobel laureates as well as Steinem. It's calling on Seoul and Pyongyang to negotiate a formal peace treaty, which never happened at the end of fighting in the Korean War. But this walk wasn't without controversy. Protesters and human rights groups have criticized the women for, quote, whitewashing North Korea's human rights abuses and praising the country's first dictator, Kim Il-sung. North Korean state media reported the women's group organizers said Kim devoted his entire life to the freedom and liberation of the Korean people. That woman says she was misquoted. Elise Hugh, NPR News, Seoul.
And you're listening to NPR News. Play is underway at the French Open, the second major tennis tournament of the year. Roger Federer, the first of the men's contenders, has already completed his first round match. Federer is the second seed behind Novak Djokovic, who is seeking to complete a career Grand Slam. Djokovic has claimed the trophies of the three other major tournaments, but he has yet to win the French.
I was a few times very close, didn't manage to do it, but that doesn't discourage me to not keep on going, and I'm here once again with a purpose, with a reason. I'll try to get myself in a position to win a trophy.
In the women's draw, 19-time Grand Slam champion Serena Williams is the top seed. The Swedish singer Måns Zelmerlöw won the 60th Eurovision Song Contest last night with his hit Heroes. It's the sixth time Sweden has won. The BBC's Bethany Bell has more on the International Talent Show.
We are the heroes of our time.
It was, as the bookies predicted, a triumph for Sweden. Måns Zelmerlöw stormed to victory with his upbeat pop track, complete with cutting-edge animated visuals. Russia's entry, A Million Voices, came a strong second, gaining votes from across Europe. Also in the top five was the newcomer Australia. Britain's Electro Velvet managed to avoid the dreaded nul point, but scored a disappointing fourth from last place.
That's the BBC's Bethany Bell reporting there from Vienna, where the contest took place. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.